Russia's president makes a move on Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's announcing the suspension of a nuclear treaty with the U.S., though the foreign ministry says they'll still honor caps on nuclear weapons. President Putin also blaming the war in Ukraine on the West.
What has the Pentagon more worried, however, than Putin's words today is the increasing relationship between China and Russia amidst reports President Xi plans to visit Putin and U.S. intelligence that suggests he may provide Russia with weapons.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The U.S. is warning China not to provide weapons, but they're already helping Russia.
The question is really about semiconductors and how China is still buying all of Russia's oil at a discounted rate. That's also boosting Russia's economy and its ability to keep fighting in Ukraine.
Hours after Putin's State of the Union speech, President Biden speaking in Poland.
The United States and the nations of Europe do not seek to control or destroy Russia. The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today. And millions of Russian citizens who only want to live in peace with their neighbors are not the enemy.
A day after visiting Ukraine, President Biden says Kyiv stands strong and free, and that a year after Russia's invasion, President Putin still doubts the conviction of united support for Ukraine that will not waver. EPA Administrator Michael Regan visiting East Palestine, Ohio again and telling Norfolk Southern to foot the bill for the train derailment cleanup.
We're going to push them to do it right. And to do it as quickly as possible.
The railroad says it's already cleaning up and paying for it. Regan also reassuring residents again about air and water testing. What could be historic snow is beginning a run across the upper Midwest, with parts of the region also facing blizzard conditions and bitter cold. Forecasters say the Minneapolis-St. Paul area could get more than 2 feet of snow. In New Jersey, reports of damage around Princeton after tornado warnings. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Ohio officials are still trying to pinpoint the cause of a deadly explosion at a metal foundry.
The Ohio State Fire Marshal now leads the look into the explosion at I. Schumann and Company. Thus far, a cause of the blast has not been confirmed, but it is believed to have happened near the foundry's furnaces. Oakwood Village Fire Captain Brian DiRocco says with the train derailment issue ongoing in state, the EPA was there as a precaution.
They were on scene early while the fire was still going on. And they're all day today. And they gave us no guidance on any need to evacuate anyone in the area or downwind.
One person, identified as Stephen Mullins, who worked at the foundry for 25 years, was killed in the explosion.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A man prosecuted for making fun of police on social media will not have his case heard at the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices leaving in place a lower court ruling against Anthony Novak, who sued police for violating his constitutional rights after he was acquitted of criminal charges for spoofing the Parma, Ohio police force and Facebook posts. Lawyers for the satirical site The Onion filed a brief in support of Novak, expressing opposition to imprisoning humorists. The wife of Britain's Prince Harry not happy with the latest episode of South Park called the Worldwide Privacy Tour.
According to The Spectator, Markle has been upset and overwhelmed. The episode featured characters that looked exactly like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. However, in the episode, they were dubbed Canadian royalty, the prince and his wife. The young royal couple went around the world begging for privacy while drawing attention to themselves. The series didn't hold back, skewering Meghan as a sorority girl, actress, influencer, and victim, to which she replies, "Yeah, that's totally me." The article points out Markle is obsessed with her half-sister's defamation lawsuit and the king's coronation coming up. The episode ruthlessly skewers Harry and Markle. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
After a long weekend, Wall Street heads south, the Dow dropping 697. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.